Welcome back to the eBay Auction Task Force with your co-host Scott Patton, that's me, and Tim Knox. Hey Tim, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Excellent. So I understand you're down in Alabama. It's August and you're baking.
We are baking. We've got, today they're expecting a high of 105 and humidity of like 8 million percent. We're frying eggs on the sidewalk. It's very hot.
Wow. Well, it's warm where I am too. I'm up in Vancouver, Canada, but not that hot. It's a beautiful day here. It's sunny. We just had a gorgeous summer. I've got back from a week's vacation up in the Rockies, and I'm ready to talk about eBay. Are you?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. The question on my mind is, if somebody has a small business, and whether it could be their own craft business, maybe they've got a mechanic shop, or they're selling, I don't know, office stuff, whatever it is, you've got your own small business, could be books, should they be on eBay?
That's a great question, and I think that just about any business, or really, what your business is and what you sell now is pretty much irrelevant. You should be on eBay, and here's why. eBay has such a massive audience. You know, every day they've got millions of visitors, and these are people who are coming there primarily looking to buy something. Yeah, you know?
Right. They're there with their wallet open.
They've got their tongue hanging out and their wallet open. they're going to come, they're going to search, they're going to shop. You know, it's just like going to the mall.
Right.
And you can find anything on eBay. Now, Scott, we were talking earlier, you know, there was a guy who sold a grilled cheese sandwich that had an imprint of, he said, the Virgin Mary on it.
Right.
There's all kinds of, you know, potato chip in the shape of Richard Nixon. You know, which just proves people will buy anything.
Right. So, let me just kind of put your coaching hat on here for a second, Tim, because I want to get a little bit more specific, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right. So, my girlfriend Marion has a woman's clothing shop, which is
right.
The one store. It's in a good, it's a good fashionable area of Vancouver, and the question I keep coming up with is, you know, why shouldn't she go on eBay with her products, right? Now, she may not get it at the cheapest price. Like the manufacturer, if the manufacturer is on or the distributor is on eBay, they're going to be able to sell it at a cheaper price than she can. But is that an issue?
Well, you know, I think, again, it doesn't really matter what you sell. A lot of people use eBay as it's their website. You know, they will open an eBay store, and immediately they've got their businesses on the web. It's on eBay. Now, you know, if you are a reseller, it is very hard to compete if the distributor or wholesaler is also selling on eBay. But what I recommend people do is, you know, get on eBay and then get creative and use, it's just like you would in a traditional business, you use loss leader items to get more traffic. And I'm not necessarily talking about traffic to your eBay auction. I'm talking about using eBay to funnel traffic either to another website or to a newsletter or even to get people to call in. And this is a big mistake a lot of people make. They think that eBay is primarily just a place to sell things.
Right.
Well, what I believe is eBay is a great place to sell things, but it's also a great place to advertise your other websites to attract traffic. You know, you can set up what eBay calls an About Me page.
Yes.
Which is a one-page website that eBay will let you set up about you. You can include, you know, links to your favorite websites, and if one of those websites happens to be your company website, great. You can put an opt-in box on the About Me page. So you can use eBay as a generator or a funnel to get people from eBay over to your other stores. Now, I know sellers that will actually take a loss on selling items on eBay simply to get people through the About Me page and get them over into their other website.
Where they have other things that they could sell them.
Exactly. And, you know, what a lot of people also make the mistake of when they sell something on eBay, that's it. they don't look at that customer as a one-time customer. They don't try to build a relationship with that customer.
I was thinking that's a huge point, right? Because you have this mass of people. It's really easy to think of them as faceless wallets, right?
Oh, exactly.
But if you take them and say, hey, these are going to be my customers, my friends, my associates, you know, individuals that have a relationship with me, then it really changes the whole, because like using Marion as an example, she has created a community around her store, and those people love her clothes, they love what she does, they love going into the store, it becomes a shopping experience for them, and why not take that and expand it into, you know, the whole
world. It's exactly right. You know, when I was actively selling on eBay, whenever I would sell an item, I would always send a nice email to that customer, you know, thanking them for the purchase, giving them their order information, and then telling them about my other websites and giving them the opportunity to opt into my mailing list. And what I wanted to do there was build a relationship with that customer and sell to them again and
right.
get them on my newsletter. So, you know, it's hard to go head-to-head on eBay with, you know, someone who's in a wholesaling position, but there are things you can do. Again, you know, when a customer, and we've done surveys that prove this, a customer will pay a higher price for an item if you give them a comfortable feeling. Okay? If you've got a higher feedback rating, a higher positive feedback rating, if the customer likes your ad over the competition's ad,
right.
if you do things to build a relationship with the person visiting your sales page, you know, our surveys have proven that people will pay a higher price if they are more comfortable buying from you than the other person. I think that has a lot to do with it.
I think you're right, Tim. I was talking to an executive at Sony once, and of course Sony has a reputation for extremely good quality and higher prices, right? You don't go and see them as the lowest priced guy on the block.
Correct.
And he said, you know, he said there are three things. You can have the best price, you can have the best customer service, you can have the best product, but you can't have all three.
Right.
And he said, you know, we've decided to have the best product and the best service, and there's a premium price that has to be paid for that. He says, if you try to have all three, he says, you go bankrupt, right? So I guess that would apply to your eBay business too. If you've got, you know, really, really good products and you've got really, really good service, you can get away with not maybe being the lowest priced on the block.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you don't want to get in a price war on eBay, especially with someone who is a wholesaler or, you know, has a lower price than you. So if you can't compete on price, you're exactly right. You compete on quality, you compete on customer service, you compete on your own credibility. You know, and I have seen, you know, people who would actually just make a very nice sales page, you know, and it was just instilling confidence in the buyer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether you have to compete head-to-head on price is one thing. I think there are other things you can do. Again, the thing that I want everyone to realize is eBay really is a great point-of-sale website, but it's also a great place where you can help, you know, build your customer list, get people over to your other websites, get them opted in, and build a relationship.
Right.
You know, I know a lot of power sellers who are just, you know, they'll sell one time and that's it. They never follow up with their customer. They never send them, you know, another email announcing specials or anything like that.
Yeah.
And these folks are just, they're leaving money on the table.
So, and I'm also a big return on investment type of guy. I always like to look at that end of it. So here's another question. If I wanted to put up a product, let's say it was a $40 cost to me. So what are probably my eBay fees going to be? Under $10, right?
Yeah.
And if I had a store, I'm looking at, what, $30 to $60 a month, right? If I'm looking for a half-page ad in the local newspaper, I'm like $300 or $400, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you look at, if you, if you sort of look at your alternative, where you could be putting your money, right? I could spend $300 on an ad, have one person come in, walk around my store and leave, and I'd be lucky if I even knew that they came in because of my ad, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or I could spend $10 or $5 testing out the viability of selling my products on eBay.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, eBay fees are so low, and, you know, what I hear a lot, and this is from people who, you know, they expect a big hit really fast. You know, hey, I put that on eBay, and I didn't get a single bid. eBay sucks.
Right, right.
You know, and I always say, well, you know, you do realize that, you know, not everything sells the first time. You know, that you might want to test a product, you might want to test prices, you might want to change your ad. You know, the selling on eBay, the same principles apply that we use selling things online.
Yeah.
You know, you have to test your title, you test your ad, you can test your pictures, your photographs, and everything may not, you know, sell the first time. In fact, the statistics say the majority of items on eBay do not sell the first time.
Now, well, is that right?
That's exactly right.
Sure.
And, you know, the people that do succeed are the ones that realize that and put the items back up there again. And, you know, having an eBay store is so inexpensive because your fees are really so much less than if you just put it at straight auction. You know, people will just load up their eBay store with tons of stuff, and then they will just put at auction, you know, the loss leader items or the things they think are going to be the hot sellers. And they should always drive people over to their eBay store.
Right.
Now, when you're writing an ad for eBay, you should always have two things. You should always have click here to view my About Me page on every ad, and if you have a store, you should say click here to view my other items.
Now, when you talk about an ad, you're talking about the auction sales page.
The auction sales page. Yeah, right. I call it an ad because that's basically what it is. But, yeah, on your sales page, you always want to remind people that you have an About Me page and that you have an eBay store. And you want them to get over there in your store and browse around. You want them to look at your About Me page because that can funnel them to your newsletter, to your other websites.
Very cool. So the whole idea is, if you've got a small business, you've already spent the money on the product, you've got the product, sometimes you're going to have a sale, which means you're going to sell it at maybe below your cost in order to attract people into your store. And doing it on eBay just means that instead of having your small geographic area that you're servicing, you could be actually spreading out and looking after people all over the world.
Yes, correct.
Very cool. All right. Well, that kind of brings us to the end of our time. Tim, I want to thank you very much. I thought that was excellent information. And to everybody listening in, thank you as well for spending this time with us. We appreciate it. If you have any questions that you like for Tim or myself, Tim, what's your email address?
They can reach me by emailing tim@dropshipwholesale.net.
Okay. And the URL for this podcast is http://ebay.podomatic.com. And we'd appreciate it if you'd stop by and leave a comment. If you've got any questions, leave the questions, and we'll deal with them we'll bring them up in future podcasts. So thank you very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.